We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. It's 8:35 on this Thursday morning. It is the 18th day of August, 2022. For people who wake up, you know, midweek, end of the week, like, oh my gosh, was it Friday? Is it Wednesday? Is it Friday? You know, haven't made it to the end yet, but you got great weather for the next 2 days. So if you could possibly get out around lunchtime or, you know, go do more, the millennials apparently are working outside. I was riding around the other day and it looked like people were on their laptops actually taking conference calls sitting by the lake yesterday. I'm thinking, man, the workplace is different today than it was just a few years ago, isn't it? But this is one of those times to enjoy it. We're glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. At least once a week, we are fortunate to get to talk to the former governor of Virginia, who also was the ambassador to Europe under President Trump, Jim Gilmore. And, you know, Governor Gilmore, I appreciate you coming on. Whenever you come on, I'm reminded that you were Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico and you were Attorney General of Virginia. So if you don't mind, before we get to the international news, can you react a little bit to what I think Gary covered in this last newscast, the hearing that it's at 1 o'clock today where Judge Reinhart, this U.S. magistrate judge, is going to decide whether to unseal more of the underlying documents about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Can you comment about it? Is this normal? Is keeping the documents sealed the normal MO if this wasn't Donald Trump and the presidency? Or what's your assessment of where we are a week after this thing?
Well, I think it would be normal, John, to keep it secret. And the reason would be because that the authorities don't want to taint the investigation. They don't want to taint a potential jury, although I don't know how you'd ever select a jury in any of the Trump cases at this right. point. The point is that the federal government has put themselves in a bind by doing things the way that they have. For years now, Donald Trump has been attacked and accused through the mainstream media of being a crook and a criminal and an agent of Russia. And it's been sort of a political, relentless attack. And it's been political, really. So now you get to the end, and he's no longer president, and you do a search warrant. That is a political statement. The point I've been making is that this is both an investigatory matter, a search warrant under the law, and a political overlay. They can't ignore that. And as I've said many times, and I've said in writing, you know, in Virginia, you can't even investigate an elected official without the authority of the governor, the attorney general, or a grand jury because of the sensitivity and the impact that it has on people and their confidence in their vote and their confidence in their democracy. It's the confidence in those things that is an additional element. So now they're kind of stuck. They want to handle things secretly in order to continue their investigation, but they've already tainted everything over years. And then also, with this very obvious and open investigation and search warrant. So the public has a right to wonder whether or not it's just a continuing effort to sort of get Donald Trump. And if that's the case, that's a political implication that they're going to have to address. And I think that they ought to go ahead in this exceptional case and undo the affidavit. Let's see what they think they've got and let them go forward. If they've got a case, they've got a case. They're not continuing to investigate, get a lot more evidence at this point, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have said to me in recent years, John, you have too much trust in the American legal system in its modern manifestation because the process is the punishment. now. And if you don't have leaders who are going to say, hey, I hate you politically, but you haven't done anything wrong here, you just beat me, then the whole system collapses. That moral compass seems to be missing, I think, as objective as I can be about it.
Well, I have confidence in the law, and I have confidence in the integrity of the FBI agents and in the lawyers that handle these things. I think that Trump and the Justice Department had lawyers negotiating and talking back and forth about this, which is why it's so puzzling that they would do such an open and obvious search warrant, which once again is high publicity and high politics and making a political statement. Now, I think they got to address both of these elements, and I think they're in a bind because they really can't have both secrecy and public confidence at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So you're not – I'm really concerned about the leadership of those places. Would you push back on that idea?
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
yeah, I would.
Tell me why.
I'm not worried about the rank and file of the FBI, but I think the prosecutorial and investigatory decision in this particular case, the home of a former president, is not a good judgment by the head of the FBI by the attorney general. Nobody's above the law. Everybody agrees with that. They keep saying that like some sort of mantra. Everybody is entitled to have confidence that the criminal law will be equally enforced. There's no question about that. But you can't ignore the fact in this high publicity and high media society that everybody knows about this. It implies that Donald Trump was a criminal. I think he's got a right to have his name cleared by the opening of this affidavit. Or
and
not.
They seem to go after him, but I don't see the same zeal in going after, let's just say, Hunter Biden, since that's a contemporary issue, and then we could go back to Hillary Clinton. Am I being blinded by my own bias there, or would you agree with that?
I think that the political appointees, that's the attorney general, and make no mistake about it, the attorney general is appointed by the president.
Yeah.
And, I think this idea that the attorney general is independent is nonsense. We have an independent attorney general in Virginia because he's independently elected.
Right.
But the attorney general sits in the cabinet. He's an appointee of the president. And once again, I think that there's an obligation to tell the 75 million voters that voted for Donald Trump whether or not this guy is improper or not. And
right.
That's really what they're doing by the process.
Yeah. All right, well, let me switch back to the other side of the planet with your expertise in international relations. The Guardian is reporting this morning that advisors to President Zelensky in Ukraine have said that the war is just, I think their word was that it is in a deadlock. Would you agree with that? You think that the American money and equipment is going to break the deadlock in the next few months?
Well, I think a deadlock is not a good thing. The deadlock means that the Russian invasion is allowed to set in. They're allowed to replace all their mayors. They're entitled to go into the schools and start to indoctrinate the children. They're entitled to pick people up at night and murder them in dark cellars. That's not what is acceptable. What is necessary here is to drive the Russians out of Ukraine, all of it. And they are doing it. There's a mixed report coming in from Ukraine. There's the thing you just said. But there also is a counterattack underway. And I think everybody has seen that even down in Crimea, there's been two major attacks there, one on an ammunition dump and one blew up an airfield, which caused all the Russians who were sunning themselves on the beaches in Crimea to flee, which I think is pretty funny. But the point is that all the media will tell you that Crimea was annexed. It was not annexed. It was conquered. This is not a legal annexation. This was a legal part of Ukraine. And if they're allowed to conquer you, any part of Ukraine, then conquest becomes the order of the day. And I don't think that's acceptable. But the Ukrainians are pushing back. But then there are counter reports that the Russians are advancing in certain places. But as long as the West continues to supply them with appropriate weapons to fight on the battlefield, the Ukrainians are standing up for their country. By the way, just the way George Washington stood up for his, I might add.
Do you think there is a point? I guess the first day of this thing was late February of 2022, so we're only less than seven months into this. Do you think there's a point, let's say we hit the one-year mark and we're still in this stalemate, that the United States has to either step up our game and say, hey, we're going to actually get involved in this, or do we just roll with the current scenario where we're funneling money and equipment and presumably advisors, and we yep. just don't do anything else?
Look, John, I've written something which I think is very, very carefully thought through. Okay. It was just printed in the Washington Examiner. So people can go into the Examiner and they can find on their Restoring America page and see my article, which I've actually spent 3 weeks on talking about this. If people want to reach out to me on this, they can go on to my new email address for these kinds of purposes, gilmoreambassador@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they can see these things, but this article. But look, the answer is that a stalemate is not a good thing. We hope that that if the Americans will step up, that the Ukrainians can defend themselves. I might add, by the way, the decision to fight is not our decision. This is not, at this point, a war between Russia and America. This is a war between Ukraine and Russia. We're assisting them to defend their own democracy and their own country. That's what we're doing. But look, I think there is a new emerging danger here. I can't speak much more serious about this than I already have on your show. Yeah. But there is a danger here that Russia will try to widen the war. I'm really worried about this. Mm-hmm. The Belarus people, who so far are not engaged, are beginning to threaten to move their army in. The North Koreans, for God's sakes, are offering thousands of troops. Now, can you imagine North Korean troops fighting in Ukraine? Mm. That's like the Hessians during our Revolutionary War. And America's never forgot that, haven't forgotten it to this day. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine how dreadful this would be. And if the Belarus invade, you know, I'm beginning to wonder how long NATO can stand for this. You know, the Belarus army could be eliminated in an afternoon.
Yes, and that's what I'm thinking. At some point, everyone's going to either just let it go, or they're going to say, gosh darn it, I've had enough of this. We're going to take definitive action. And, you know, then somebody's going to be left standing and somebody's going to be, you know, on their knees, right?
Nobody wants a nuclear war in Europe. Nobody wants any war in Europe. Mm-hmm. That's why this is so remarkable. And furthermore, this is a war by the Russians that is built on atrocity, on attacking civilians. This is the new day in the world here.
Yeah.
And if this succeeds and is allowed to succeed, then I think it changes the whole structure of the 21st century. And I've made a point here that I think that this is very dangerous. And I think that being cautious in a nuclear environment is correct. But at some point, the Russians, they can just keep pushing until finally, this thing goes to pieces.
Yeah. Give me that email one more time so that people can write you, because I know they're going to respond.
Yeah, I'd like people to communicate with me. We'd like to add their names to our email list.
Okay.
GilmoreAmbassador@gmail.com.
Great. Former ambassador to Europe under President Trump and, of course, former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore. Thank you, sir.
Good. Thank you, John.
8:48 on this Thursday. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the extended forecast in just a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.